Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider with another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, the GOP goes for that J-O-B in D.C. Their town halls will break one's balls. Let's get right to it, shall we? Here we go. Let's begin this town hall with a question to Donald Trump. Moderator, Mr. Trump, if elected, how soon will you start building that wall to keep out illegal aliens? Trump, I'll tell you with a short and concise statement, balls to the wall. Moderator, Mr. Cruz, if elected, what will be your first act as president? Cruz, I'll create a new federal agency, the Department of Churches, and it will assess a tithe on all American voters, somewhere in the 15% range. Moderator, Mr. Rubio, if elected, what would be your approach to Iran? Rubio, we'll build a wall around Iraq to keep the Iranians out and the Iraqis in. We'll then drop Gideon Bibles all over Tehran and show those godless emirs. Don't mess with us, God-fearing, gun-toting Americans. Moderator, Mr. Bush, do you think the vacancy on the Supreme Court should be filled? Mr. Bush, what vacancy? Moderator, Mr. Kasich, how would you handle the next expected terrorist attack on the United States? Kasich, I'd have Chris Christie close down the right-hand lane of the George Washington Thruway. That'll thwart any real attempts at launching a violent attack on New York City. Moderator, Mr. Carson, you still think that U.S. foreign policy should include drone attacks on Doctors Without Borders? Carson, well, by their own description, without borders, they are simply godless terrorist organization masquerading as physicians who have the nerve of bringing life-saving skills to children and parents caught living in ISIS-controlled territories. Moderator, Mr. Cruz, if elected, will you deal effectively with Cuba? Cruz, no. Cuba is godless and gutless. It needs to be baptized from the air. We can send squadrons of B-2 bombers and drop canisters of holy water on their large cities. Alternatively, we can put messages of hellfire and brimstone in bottles in the water near their shores and wait for them to wash up on the beaches to be retrieved by the grateful indigenous population to read the good news contained therein. Moderator, Mr. Trump, how long should departed Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia lie in state? Trump, until President Obama nominates Robert Bork or his clone. Moderator, okay, last question. Mr. Rubio, what would you do on your first day of office? Rubio, on my first and last day of office, I would drop my drawers and moon President Obama's official photo in the White House. I would also have it photographed, myself doing what I'm doing, and put that alongside Obama's official White House office photo. Moderator. Well, that wraps it up, ladies and gentlemen. I think we hit all the high notes and the low ones. I want to thank our sponsor for tonight's town hall debate, the League of Non-Voters Action Committee, and a special thanks to our other sponsor, Red Man Chewing Tobacco. Our next town hall will be in 2 weeks, where we'll be broadcasting from downtown Topeka, Kansas. We'll go about separating the wheat from the chaff and have another go at giving the American public another dose of the false clap. Good night and Godspeed to all of the candidates, and may God supply the needed speed in healthy doses to all of our candidates, because they're going to need it to keep the manure pile reaching ever higher and higher and higher. Thank you, ladies and gents, for listening to another scintillating episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home, sliding across the plate, narrowly beating that throw. Stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide, and it's pretty damn obvious that the Republicans will continue uninterruptedly to stew, to ferment in their own self-induced formaldehyde.